5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Still got a few videos tucked away, do you, Bill?
I have.
Put moron number two on the phone.
A couple of ones labelled football when I don't know if it was actually football, to be honest.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
What a beautiful day, what a beautiful week, and a big week in the life of everyone in G-Town Geelong. Because guess what? The Cats are into the grand final, and then on Wednesday it's the Geelong Cup. Oh, magnificent week. And it's Monday, and you know what that means? It's Joey time.
Good evening, Bill. Yeah, great to be here again. You're up and about on a Monday. Congratulations, the boys through to a grand final. You've got the Geelong Cup. But it must be a little bit bittersweet for you this week, Bill.
Why?
Well, because normally this is your biggest payday of the pay week of the year, isn't it? All the cashies you can do, particularly with Geelong in the grand final. Nothing in Melbourne. There's no lunches. There's no cashies that you can do. You're going to miss out on a fair bit of coin this week, Bill.
Well, Joey, there's a few Zooms coming through.
You're still making money on the Zooms.
I'm happy to do them for nothing.
Out of the love. Yeah. Good man like that, Bill.
But there's a few.
How ironic is it, though? It's the first time since 2011 two Victorian teams are in the AFL Grand Final and it's bloody up in Brisbane. They get to do all the lunches and all the cashies and we get to do nothing down here.
Simon Black will have the best week. Oh, he loves it. He can't believe it, Blackie.
Richard Champion will be getting around.
Oh, he'd be singing.
He'd be trying to
He might even sing the national anthem. G'day, Rabsy. How are you, mate?
Hawthorne, son of Ray and Mandy, Jay Gunston, two votes.
Gil, he was all right again last night. He went through them quickly. We like that, Joe.
At the Brownlow, he was. It just showed how relaxed the night was last night that even Gil tried to crack a funny late in the count.
He tried.
But it was a pretty relaxed night, but we'll touch on that a bit more in a minute.
We will, because there's plenty of sport, Joey. Plenty
there's
of sport.
Heaps happening. Heaps.
I don't know where we start,
there's
to be honest.
So much happening. So much sport. All in every part of Australia. What are we going to start with?
We should probably go with with this, I reckon, Joey.
There's the siren. The Cats are into the grand final. They'll take on the Tigers next week. The first grand final for Geelong since 2011. Look at Harry Taylor. He was there, so was Big Tommy. And Gary Ablett's got another game to go.
Well done there. Harry Taylor was going to do another one of his runs where he ran the wrong way, but he stopped it. But we do have a sponsor. We do have a very, very good sponsor. We love our good friends at Sea-Doo.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Get on board a Sea-Doo and discover why Sea-Doo is Australia's number one choice in personal watercraft.
The Cats, Bill, they were awesome the other night. They've played some pretty good finals. I know even when they lost to Port Adelaide, they played really well. They just missed their chances. They go in underdogs, but they'd be very confident with how their form is because they have been pretty awesome the last couple of weeks in particular.
The mojo is back. It was there for a while. Richmond stopped it, funny enough, a few weeks ago, but they've certainly picked it up. They play with sides a bit, don't they? They just take the edge off them. There was no aggression from Brisbane on the weekend. They didn't come out fired up or anything. And I reckon the Cats do that by just throwing it around a bit. And then when they have to go, they have to go. I was really impressed by Geelong.
Oh, they were awesome, particularly, as you said, their midfield. And I know people are saying Brisbane weren't quite as physical as they should have been. Neither were Collingwood the week before. Maybe that's just Geelong bashing them up and being too big and tough around the ball. I couldn't be more impressed with how the Cats are going, and they should be really confident they can beat Richmond, particularly in the midfield. That's going to be the key. But, they're all in form. Big Tomahawk played well again. Dangerfield wasn't even at his dynamic best, and they still won. He's got one up his sleeve. And, of course, Gaz. How good was it to see vintage Gaz one more time?
When he touches it, a Geelong player gets it, doesn't he? Yep. Or he kicks a goal. What about Tomahawk? He's ruck work. He's unbelievable, isn't
he? He's the best, almost the best tap ruckman inside the forward 50 in the competition. He was putting him lace out. He was like Polly Farmer there at stages, wasn't he? Flipping it around where he liked. It was a great win.
It was, and the other game was tougher, wasn't it, Joey? That was a real tough finals game, Port Adelaide and Richmond. Well done to Richmond.
Yeah, that was an arm wrestle. Richmond had to be physical to match that Port Adelaide midfield. They were. They just were a bit cleaner and a bit too much class when they needed to, and Dusty again showed why he's probably the best big game player in the history of football. And they go through to another grand final, trying to win their third flag. And it sets up for an awesome grand final Saturday night. And it looked great too, I must admit, the Gabba on Saturday night for the Geelong game. There's no problems with the conditions or the stadium. There's a lot of talk about that throughout the year. It's going to be a brilliant grand final.
Speaking of no problems, don't the Cats love the Gabba? Five games there this year at the Gabba, five wins by, I think, an average of 40-odd points. They do love the Gabba. What is Richmond? Do you know?
I think Richmond have just played the three games. They're 2-1 at the Gabba. They prefer Metricon Stadium this year. They've loved playing there. But I think Richmond are a side that can play anywhere, anytime, and you know they're going to show up. So it sets up for an awesome contest.
What about the first time two teams have lost the first week of finals? Is that I reckon it was a blessing in disguise for the Cats after that Port Adelaide game. Funny enough, and I said this last week, I don't know why, but being the older side in the comp, but they just need to play every week.
Yeah, and that's right. Now there is a big talking point about having the pre-finals bye, because it's a disadvantage now to win the first week of the finals, because then you have to have another bye. You only get to play once in 28 days. The team that loses gets that continuity. They've already had their freshen up a couple of weeks earlier, and then they get to play three games in a row to really have a crack at the finals. So that's got to be something that's looked at, and I think it's worked in Richmond and Geelong's favour, particularly being in the hub, Bill, where the last thing they would have wanted is another week sitting around looking at each other. So get back out there, keep playing, and they're both in great form.
And the Brownlow last night, well done to Lachie Neal. I think we all thought he'd win. 10 votes is a lot to win by. That's four games.
He polled 10 best on grounds in 17 games. Ten times he was best on ground. If it had been a regular 22-week season, he would have polled the most votes ever. He would have beaten the record of 36 votes. He was dominant, and it was a pretty sort of lackluster count, wasn't it? It sort of went to script.
It did. No. I don't know what else you could do, to be honest. I thought they did it pretty well. At least it was short. It wasn't drawn out. A lot of ads.
Yeah, and they got through it.
And I thought the front bar were very good too. They added some nice bit of Hume. The mark of the year, and I love Sam Walsh. Interesting choice.
Yeah, it was, but it's voted on by the fans. So if they're going to allow that to be the case, well, you can't argue with who the fans vote for. So Sam Walsh, that was a very good mark. And there wasn't really a classic hanger this year. There wasn't a mark that we've seen and say that's one of the all-time greats. So I had no problem with that.
Goal of the year with Dacos now.
Yeah, a bit surprised. I thought Jack Nunes' goal from the boundary line after the siren to win the game was the goal of the year. That was unbelievable. But again, Collingwood fans all voted, son of a gun, Dacos. I don't think it's a big issue. I mean, it's goal and mark of the year. There's nothing really riding on it except a little bit of a plaque that they can keep next to their bedside, but otherwise it's no big issue.
Right. Oh, good on you, Joey.
Well, you know, man, does it matter if it's what's mark of the year or goal of the year? Do you know what was mark of the year in 2009?
Yeah, Jeremy Howe. I had a guess.
Probably.
Hey, we've got to take a break because guess what? We've got a part two of the sports report. We've got to talk about Storm, the mighty Vixens, the Caulfield Cup, Bathurst, Bledisloe. There's that much sport, I just don't know what to do with myself.
Speaking of the Vixens, we're going to have Joe Weston on the show later on as well, Bill. Grand final winner and Lukey Dalhouse, premiership with the Dogs, and hopefully another one with the Cats. It's the Rush Hour, Billy and Joey, Triple M. On your home smart speaker and on the radio, this is the Rush Hour with Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all.
Come on, the Pussycats, all Saturday. Can't wait. 7:32 will be very interesting to see how that goes. But this is part two of our sports report. Thanks to a good
C-Doo.
Friend.
Yeah.
C-Doo, of
thanks,
course.
Thanks, Raps. Didn't give him a chance. He was on for that. He had that one.
Well, we both love C-Doo, so that's why.
Yeah. And the Victorian teams, and especially the Melbourne teams, just keep on keeping on. They keep winning, and that includes the mighty Melbourne Storm.
Comes back to the left side. Papenhuyzen on the double puff. As now it comes away to Ado Carr in the wing, and he puts the foot down, and he burns away. On it goes to Papenhuyzen. Goodbye! Oh, Melbourne!
There might be a shepherd here.
No.
There might be a shepherd.
No. He's already blown it.
He's pointed to the spot. They've hit double digits. We've had 7 minutes. What about this?
Oh, Papenhuyzen over the line. Joey, I turned it on. I reckon there was 7 minutes and they'd gone bang, bang, bang. They were on fire, the Storm.
I reckon I did the exact same thing on Friday night, Bill. It must have been when a goal was kicked in the Richmond-Port Adelaide game. I thought, I'll check what the Storm score is, and it was 16-0. It was unbelievable. But we had Ryan Pappenhausen on Dead Set Legends on Saturday morning. He's one of our favourites, the little fella. We love the small blokes on Dead Set Legends, Bill. And he was awesome to chat to. And actually, Jay Clark asked him whether he's ever considered AFL because he's got that speed and he's strong. He'd be dynamite at AFL. And he actually sort of half thought about it and said, I wouldn't mind doing a pre-season or even just getting asked about playing AFL. So I wonder if a few clubs got on the phone and gave him a call because he is a little superstar and he kicks it well and he's lightning quick and he's tough. And
that's right. Who did you say that trained at St Kilda?
Yeah, we had Willie Chambers that used to play for the Storm. He came over to Colorado and did a pre-season training camp with St Kilda and he did a good job. He was pretty handy.
Yeah. I also like this. Fatty Vorton. Oh, Fatty. He's one of the stars up there, of course. And he was talking to Cam Smith before they went to air. Have a listen to what happened.
I'm not going to ask you about retiring, right? So don't worry about
it. Right,
mate.
Here we go, Fatty. Here we go, Cam. 3, 2.
Cameron, are you retiring after this game?
That's a stitch up.
Yeah, that is a stitch up. That's one of your tricks, Bill. You always speak to your guests off air and then always throw them under the bus when you get on air. But you're not allowed to ask. I don't know why. It's a worst kept secret probably in rugby league that Cameron Smith's going to retire, but he doesn't want it to be all about him. Yet he's sort of somehow making it all about him by not announcing it.
So they play Penrith on Sunday night, Bill, and it's going to be on Triple M. So you can listen to it on Triple M. Beautiful. Mighty Melbourne Storm.
Beautiful. That's a big weekend.
And speaking of Mighty Melbourne Storm, the Mighty Melbourne Vixens. Oh, what about the Vixens? They had a great win, 66-64. It was up and down. They were down at half time and they got back to win, and that is fantastic. We've got Joey Weston on, who's a bit different. She's a bit out there. She's a bit everything. But she was good again last night. Looking forward to talking to Joe later on.
In the back from Mannix. Teague Neal to put them in front. The rebound to Joe Weston. Oh my God, that is the biggest rebound of Mannix and Weston's career. And the moment that belongs to the Melbourne Vixens, the one trophy that has eluded them is now theirs.
Well done, girls.
Yeah, very good.
That is good. Again, they're up there. They're in a hub for that. You know, I don't know, about 70 or 80 days, and they've won. So well done to the girls there, Simone McInnes. Good Geelong girl. Bathurst. What about Bathurst, Joey?
I didn't get to see much of Bathurst, Bill. There was that much sport over the weekend, but I did see Shane Van Gisbergen, and I would have thought he's a star. He finally won his first Bathurst. He was runner-up last year, and I was surprised that it was his first Bathurst win.
And he is now king of the Mountain Rabs.
He makes the run down to the final corner and Shane Van Gisbergen is about to put his foot on the brake for the very last time and line it up to the checkered flag. The 31-year-old Kiwi is the master of Bathurst and Shane Van Gisbergen takes victory at Mount Panorama.
Geez, they're good, the Kiwis. Geez, they can drive. He did lose 2019-16, as you said, Joey. So well done to him. And Garth Tanders, the other co-driver, he should get a mention too. He was very good also.
I think it's his fourth win at Bathurst, I think, as a co-driver. So well done to Garth Tander.
Good name.
Garth. Tander?
Both.
Bledisloe Cup. We won't talk too much. The Wallabies went down to the All Blacks 27-7. But they are getting better, the Wallabies. They're improving and getting better with each game.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a bit of a tumultuous time this year for rugby union in Australia, but the Wallabies are doing a pretty good job. And the good thing is games 3 and 4 are back in Australia. Game 3 at ANZ Stadium on October 31, and then game 4 will be at Brisbane Suncorp Stadium a week later, so still a few more Wallabies games to come.
Yeah, they're going all right. Hey, what about, I was watching the races, Elderslie, which is over in New Zealand.
Elderslie?
Yeah, it's over in New Zealand.
Ellerslie.
And it was a big race for him. I think it was about $125,000 Great Northern Steeplechase, okay?
Yep.
And you wouldn't believe what happened, Joey. Coming around the corner, down the home straight, this happened.
Terry Mason is next, and then there's De Jure and Napoleon. So, they've cleared that one. There are some absolute idiots playing golf out on the course proper. Can you believe that? Down towards you, absolute dickhead.
He's not happy, the golfer.
What's happened? What do you mean?
Well, there's a par three or a putt-putt course next door to the race course.
Yeah.
They've hit it out onto the track.
Big slice.
They've walked out with their sticks to hit it. There's a horse race going. That is true. That's exactly what happened.
That's called a hazard when you're trying to play the ball from the racetrack and there's horses coming, breathing down your neck.
Hey, well done to Very Elegant too, the Caulfield Cup winner, which we might talk about it later because we've run out of time, Rabsy.
We have, and Bill, just calm yourself because we've got Lukey Dalhouse on the phone up next. And he's going to play in a Geelong Grand Final this weekend. It's the Rush Hour. Billy and Joey, Triple M. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour. Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless.
There's the siren. The Cats are into the grand final. They'll take on the Tigers next week. The first grand final for Geelong since 2011. Look at Harry Taylor. He was there, so was Big Tommy. And Gary Ablett's got another game to go.
Yes, he has, and so is this man. He's already a premiership player with the Dogs, of course, but he's a local boy. He's a good Geelong boy from St. Joey's and lived out at Leopold. Anyway, but one of the very, very good players loved on the field and off the field, the Dalhouse himself. Lukey boy, Luke Dalhouse, welcome, buddy.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Oh, are you excited? Because we're all excited down here in G-Town, mate.
Yes, yes, very excited. Been a long time in the hub, about 106 days now we're counting, so it'll be good to get a little bit of a reward at the end of it.
What do you do for those 106 days? It must be a long time, Lukey, just to hang around and train.
Yes, yes, it can get very boring, Bill, very, very boring, but I think everyone's doing it tough at the moment. I'm sure you blokes have as well, so just looking forward to hopefully getting a reward for all this time I've spent away.
Are you one of the Cats sharing a hub with the Richmond players in the same hotel, or are you at a different hotel?
No, we're at a different one. So right. We're at the Mantra in Southport. So this is pretty much the single boys hotel, and the other one's the families and, with the kids and life. So
Very nice. Hey, mate, congratulations. Another grand final. You must be really pleased with the form of the side, particularly the last couple of weeks in particular. You've got all facets of the game going really well. You must be confident going into the grand final.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, especially the last 2 weeks. And even probably the Port Adelaide final that we lost, we probably just didn't convert. So the finals have been really good. Seems like, we've just been really confident with ball in hand, and our contest stuff has been really good. So, going into the grand final in some pretty good form.
Some great stories in this one. I know for Richmond also, but for the Cats, Joel Selwood could be a winning captain, of course. Paddy Dangerfield, his first grand final. Harry Taylor, maybe his last game. And, of course, the goat. So there's some great stories out there.
Yeah, it'd be great to do it for all them lads and even the boys, the younger fellas as well, who haven't obviously played in the grand final and obviously lost a couple of prelims over the last couple of years. So, especially it'd be good to do it for the older boys.
What's it like? You've had the front row seat the last few years to Gary Ablett Jr. He was awesome again the other night. From your perspective, going back to the Cats, how have you seen the little master and what he's like on and off the field if it is his last game? Because we are going to miss him as one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, it's been amazing to play with him. He's obviously a very special player, and some of the stuff that he does is just ridiculous. I mean, his footy smarts is by far the best I've seen. Just knows where to plot himself at the right times, and his finishing skills is just he's been unbelievable, and he's an even better bloke off the field.
Hey, Lukey, hey, Bill, something caught my attention after the game the other night when our man Luke Darcy was interviewing Zach Tui.
Yes.
Let's just take a listen to how this interview went.
Hey, Zach, tell us what the scenes will be like in Port Aleutian Island, your old hometown. Mum and Dad, do they live stream the games? Are they able to get it in real time?
Port Aleutian, can they get it in real time? Yeah, they've got internet and stuff like this. Can they get it in real time? I think the carrier pigeons have to get there with the score. they get it in real time. It's Port Leash, just FYI as well, because the people back home would give out if I don't...
He just whacked him straight back, didn't he, Zach? He's a funny man. He seems like a very funny man. What are the Irish boys like in that side? You got a couple?
Yeah, very good. They're both very funny. They've got that Irish humour about them, and they both love their pubs as well. So they're both ripping blokes.
Mark O'Connor, funny.
Yeah. Just quietly, he is in his own way.
Are you related to Paddy Dangerfield, Luke?
I'm related. We've got the same cousin. So but it's not blood related. So it's through marriage.
Oh, right. It's a Leopold thing, Joey. Don't worry about that.
Right. Okay, is it?
I like to claim it, but I don't think he does.
Hey, mate, do you tell them? Do they look to you for a bit of experience? Because you've already won one, of course, back in 16. Have they come to you yet and asked the dollhouse, what's going on?
Oh, I'm not really. No, I'm not really the smartest player for that sort of stuff. But I think they more lean towards Jolie, Hawk, and Harry. So, but yeah, no, I haven't really asked for too much advice off me at the moment. Not just yet, anyway.
I reckon you'll be happy with the low key week leading up to the grand final, Lukey. You don't seem like the type that'd love all the fanfare and the grand final parade. What will it look like for you, grand final week this week in the hub? Just what's some of your sort of routines or traditions that you stick with?
Not too much, really, to be honest, Joey. I'll just probably just relax, to be honest. It'd be good not having to go to the parade. I wasn't a massive fan of it. I just like to sort of keep it quiet and not do too much media. I was happy to get this gig because it's not too serious. And I got Bay FM tomorrow, so that won't be too serious either, I don't think. So I usually just request the local ones. But not too much, mate. We'll change. Just be nice and quiet and relax into it.
You'll be sending out plenty of DMs and texts. Don't worry about that. But, hey, all the best, Lukey, mate. Really enjoyed your year this year. And go get them Saturday, champ.
Thanks for having me, boys. Cheers.
Good on you, Luke Dalhouse there. Good boy.
Absolutely. And just plays his role. Just does what he has to do. Exactly. He's got the superstars around him, and he's a very important player to that side.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with Billy and Joey, two people who couldn't win a grand final, unfortunately, but someone who can is Joe Weston from the Melbourne Vixens.
It was the most nail-biting game in Super Netball history.
Team Neil to put them in front. The rebound to Joe Weston. Oh, my God, that is the biggest rebound of Maddox and Weston's career.
And that rebound led to the Melbourne Vixens winning the premiership.
At the moment, it belongs to the Melbourne Vixens. The one trophy that has eluded them is now theirs.
Please welcome Joe Weston.
Well done, Joey. Champions 2020 of the Super Netball season, and well done to you on a emotional win. Yeah, thanks, Bill. I thought we could.
I put myself on mute.
Oh, she's a... Joe, it was one of the great build-ups, Joey. And you put yourself on mute. Hey, Joey, congratulations, Champions 2020 in a very, very emotional win.
Yes, it was super emotional when we finally claimed the trophy. And when I finally took myself off mute just then, I actually was just crying. I was hard to mute myself. Sorry.
Congratulations, Joe. It was quite a nervous and tense final quarter in particular. A lot of us at home were getting right into it. How were the nerves and emotions for you out there? Were you pretty calm, or did you feel the tension late in that game?
Look, my nerves were quite frayed. I've got Emily here. Did I look calm, cool, composed?
No.
I think everyone on court was, well, obviously they weren't holding their breath, but it was pretty close in the last few minutes. But yeah, they're the best wins to get.
You've got the Sherelle McMahon medal tonight, the best and fairest. So are there a few of you girls getting ready now? Are you got Emily Mannix with you? Who else you got there with you getting ready for tonight, glamming up?
I've got Liz, I've got Kate. We're just getting our makeup done. How glamorous.
I want to know what you did last night, because you've had a big win. Do you go out and get on the frothies, or do you sit around and have a beer or a champagne and just talk about the game? What did you do?
Oh, it was a combination of both. We had a nice celebration in the change room after, and then obviously with the regulations in Queensland being a little bit more relaxed what they are in Melbourne, we were able to go out to sort of like a private function with our family and friends that were up here. And yeah, it was really great. We saw some of the other netballers out later on, but it was just, yeah, it was a great night.
Who's best on ground? Joe, who really lets the hair down and locks the party up?
Definitely not Liz. Emily, actually, probably, you were pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
She's angry
at me. She's giving me nothing. She's really
what about you, Joey? Because what are you like after a couple of champagnes?
I got told off for dancing numerous times because you're not allowed to dance in Queensland still. But other than that, you know, I'm just excitable, a bit loud, a bit annoying.
Yes.
Just my usual personality, but exaggerated.
I was going to say, nothing's
changed. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, it was a wonderful win, though, and you girls deserved it. Minor premiers and then went on to win it. But it must have been extra special winning it for Caitlin Thwaites and Tegan Phillip. Their final games, they're retiring, being absolute stars of Australian netball. It was a nice way to send the girls off.
It actually is so sweet, I think, when people who are finishing their careers get, you know, the last goodbye, the fairy tale ending in like as cliche as it goes. And when we won last time in 2014, Kath Cox actually retired that year. So, yeah, it's kind of history repeats a little bit there.
And what a great day to have the best and fairest today, the day after. So that's a big one, the Sherelle McMahon medal. Who'll win that? You'd be a chance, Joey, or will MZ win it?
I think Mannix has probably polled a bit better than I have. She even missed like a couple of games, which you'll probably still rate higher than my money is on Kate Maloney, one of our co-captains, taking it out as the force in the midcourt, I think. Bets are on.
Yeah, she's a star, Kate. And, of course, there's not much time for you girls to party, particularly all of you four in the room there with Emily, Kate and Liz, because you've got to go straight to the Diamonds training squad in Noosa later in the week. So that's going to be pretty exciting as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you phrase it like that, it doesn't really sound like that hard work. Obviously, being up in Queensland is very nice, but yeah, short turnaround. But the girls who didn't play in the grand final have been, you know, staying up here waiting for Diamonds camp to begin. So I feel like the sooner we get it underway, the sooner we'll all be together again.
Oh, no. And that'll be under the new coach, who is the coach of the Fever, yeah?
Yeah, I know. Hopefully all of us just get to keep our spots in the squad after.
Hey, good. Well done. We've been supporting you all year. We're right behind you. It's great to see a Melbourne team win the premiership. Now we've got Melbourne Storm this week. We've got two teams from Melbourne playing in the AFL Grand Final. It's been tough times down here, but you guys have flown the flag beautifully. So well done. And get on it today, Joey. Have a real crack.
I'll have a real crack. But thank you for the permission. Didn't need it, but I appreciate it.
Well done. Good work, mate.
Billy and Joey. Bill's joke up next. Hopefully he can learn Joe's mute trick so we don't have to hear it. On your home smart speaker,
hey, Google,
and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless.
You absolute dickhead.
He wasn't happy, the caller over there in New Zealand. Hey, well done, Ryan Warren. You've been good today.
No, thank you, Tony. Hey, Tony's been good as Joey Montagna, but we've
always
got
good.
Daisy filling in tomorrow, and Mark Geyer is going to be on.
MG,
that's right. He's
Triple
a Penrith
M.
man.
Triple
yes.
M zone?
Yep.
And they've got their Daily M? Daly M tonight.
Yeah.
Cameron Smith, I don't know if he can win it.
I don't think so. I think he missed a few games at the back end of the year. I think Nathan Cleary should win it, the Penrith superstar. He had an awesome season leading into the grand final.
Coached by your dad, would he run out on the ground and grab his son and all that, do you reckon?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Or they have those. I don't know. It's an awkward one.
It is.
Do you reckon in team meetings he calls him dad, or do you reckon he calls him Ivan?
Well, Ivan is a very nice name, so I don't know if he would.
Would you call him?
I just thought
is
about
it Ivan
the
or
Ivans
Ivan?
Out there.
Yeah.
Righto, Bill, ready for my favourite part of the show. It's time for your joke.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Oh, Joey, you'll love this.
Oh, okay.
I need your interaction at some
okay.
stage.
Righto.
My grandpa, oh, I love him. He's a great man, my grandpa. He told me not to go down to the brothel down the road. He said, I will see things that I shouldn't see. So guess what, Joey? I went.
And what did you see, Bill?
My grandpa.
So stupid.
Naughty grandpa.
Grandpa.
Come on, Gramps, he's better than...
He must have been in the hub.
He's Luke Dillon.